Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. Today I wanted to stop by. I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin the podcast, I want to start out with a beautiful song by King and Country, accompanied by Dolly Parton, God Only Knows.
While the world is sound asleep, too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody would believe it. Every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody would believe it.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows who knew you. Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
Keep a cover over every single secret. So afraid if someone saw them they would leave. But somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. Cause there's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love. There's a kind of love that there's a kind of love.
For the lonely, for the ashamed, the misunderstood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over?
Song is so true, right? God only knows what each of us have been through. And I thought that fits so perfectly today for what I wanted to talk about. And 4 weeks ago, this weekend, I was very, very sick. I was in bed for about 10 or 12 days. Not eating, drinking much at all. And many of you know I have battled another illness for many years. And when I get any kind of bug or anything on top of that, it's just, it's awful. And it's took me about 4 weeks to recover. And my last podcast I made was the day before that. And so I wanted to stop by today and encourage you. A lot of times when we go through tough times like that. And it just seems to rain and rain and rain. Like it's raining outside. As I encourage you with this podcast, it's storming. We've had a lot of rain here in Florida. And, but you know, when it rains, after the rain, you know, beauty emerges. After the storms, beauty emerges. Not always right at that moment. It may be days, weeks, months down the road. But beauty will emerge again. It doesn't feel like it when you're going through those gut-wrenching times. Oh my goodness. 4 weeks ago, I felt like I was dying, literally. And when your body goes through something like that on top of other things you're going through. And I know I had been pushing my body a little bit harder. Well, let's just be honest, a lot harder than I normally should. Not sleeping as much. And, you know, we got to take care of our bodies. This is the only body we got. And that really made me stop to think, you know, hey, Andrea, you got to do better. You got to take better care of yourself, you know. And this also goes for our emotional health too. During the times when I'm going through storms, every time I bring you a podcast, it's usually after a storm. I always remember that. Or it's usually after something I've went through or something I'm going through. These aren't just topics I pick up out of thin air. It's my life. But many times, when you're laying flat on your back, you don't have nothing to do but look up. Whether you're in a sick bed, you're, you know, confined somewhere, maybe even in prison, it gives you a lot of time to think and reflect on your life. And you begin to appreciate the small things, you know, just like returning to go outside and see the light. No, I wasn't like imprisoned in my home, but there's been many times when I have been sick, I felt like I was imprisoned in my body because I couldn't do many things, you know? So it starts in the mind. I had to tell my, you know, myself, this is going to get better. Even though it didn't feel like I was going to get better, I kept telling myself, it's going to get better. And I just say, help me, Lord. That's all I could think of. I couldn't pray. Thank you for many of you out there who may listen to this podcast, that prayed for me during that time, that reached out to me during that time. I appreciate it so, so much. Your prayers meant more to me than you'll ever know. And I remember the night it got so bad, my precious grandson sent out a text to many of you. And a couple of you reached out to me. And prayed with me that day. I appreciate it so much. It helped me bring me through that moment to this moment. And the power of prayer is so powerful. We don't realize that, you know, when we feel like, oh, all I can do is pray. You know, the best thing you can do for any of your loved ones who's going through things is pray. Put them in your prayers, right there in the middle of your prayers. And, you know, I don't know what your journey is in life. I don't know what you've been through in your life. And just don't ever quit, no matter what you're going through. I've wanted to quit on many days. Many, many days. I don't know that there's been times in my life that's been great. I mean, it's been a struggle. But God, He's always there to help us through, you know? And I stop and I think back. I was talking to a friend about this. And if I hadn't went through the struggles that I've went through in my life, I wouldn't be able to share with you the way that I share with you. And a lot of times when you're going through trials, you know, you're going through those trials because it's going to make you stronger. You know, I used to hear people say that and I would think, really? All the pain and suffering I'm going through, it's going to make me stronger, huh? Well, how about you go through this most of your life? How about you go through all I've went through? And then I was talking to one friend one day and not realizing what that person had went through, you know. Their struggle had been pretty rough too. It was just different. See, all our journeys are different. And most of us have had a tough life. A lot of us are good at hiding it. I was always have been good at hiding it. People asked you, how you doing? I'm really good at putting on a smile and saying, I'm fine. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, go around and just tell everybody your whole life story. Let's say, you could say, keep me in your prayer. It's been a rough day, you know, or something to that effect. And if you see someone along your way that's struggling, wherever you may be, you know, at an event, out in public, running errands, you know, and they may look happy, they may look downtrodden. But sometimes I've started to talk to people just out of the blue, and you see they're struggling. And I say, I'm praying for you. And a lot of times I'll say, can I pray with you right there where they're at? And they'll say, thank you. If you just stop to notice. A lot of times in the chaos of our life, we don't look around us. We don't pay attention to even our family right around us because we're going through so much pain eternally, physically, and maybe even mentally. And I'll share with you a poem that I wrote last year during this same month. It's called The Journey to Healing. I took about 5 months off the Voice of Hope and all social media. And that's where God wants to get in. And He wants to do some healing internally. Not just physically. Yes, physically. But also mentally. Because you know it all starts in the mind. That's where the enemy gets us. And if we can start to reverse those thoughts, that's where it begins. I call that a miracle in the mind. Because you know it says, you know, renew your mind in Romans. It talks about the renewal of your mind and how important it is. And that's not always easy to do either. I have to put little notes where I sit every day and eat my breakfast, you know, God's got you and you're going to make it through this. And I have notes on my phone that pops up on my calendar. You know, it's a great day to be alive and the battle belongs to the Lord. Trust the process. Have patience through the process. Oh my gosh, is that so hard to do sometimes when you have went through multiple things. And not just you, but, you know, your family and your friends around you, you know, they go through things and, you know, you have concerns about them and you pray for them, and but you have to let it go and you have to give your worries to God. And that's where you'll find peace. And that's not an easy thing to do, because the enemy wants to keep us trapped in that thought process of, this ain't going to change. It's going to be this way forever. You're going to be this way forever. That illness is never going to go away. That addiction, you're never going to get over that. Your loved one, what they're going through, that ain't going to change. But you have to put new thoughts in your mind. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. By His stripes, I am healed. No weapon formed against me or my family and friends shall prosper. Take God at His word. And if you have the ability to gather with another person and pray, that's powerful. See, the enemy don't want us to do that. There's a scripture that says, where two or three gather together in my name, it's more powerful than one. So when you can gather together, maybe with just one person, if it's more than one, it's even more powerful. You guys gather together, you pray for a situation at hand, that puts thousands of angels to flight on your case. See, the enemy wants to isolate us so he can annihilate us mentally. Because if he can isolate us, we don't have nobody around us saying, you can do this. God can pull you through this. You know, sometimes we got to encourage ourselves, but sometimes we need to reach out to family or friends amongst us for that encouragement. It's about getting through the moments. You know that song, there's a song, One Day at a Time, and I can't do the one day at a time. I have to do the moments. And whatever you're struggling with out there, you know, whether it's an illness, an addiction, a troubling time, just learn to get through one moment. When you can get through that moment, then you can get through another moment. And then you can get through 30 minutes and then an hour. The next thing you know, you've made it through a day. And that's one thing I have on my calendar that pops up at the end of the day. It's a little quote that pops up. One of mine I put on there. The sun is setting. You've made it another day. God's giving you a kiss, telling you He loves you. And I have one in the morning that says, the sun's rising. God woke you up today. I have those throughout my day on my phone. They always pop up at the perfect time. But when they pop up sometimes, I don't even feel like it's maybe a great day to wake up. But when I see that reminder, it teaches me to be grateful that I did wake up. So just remember that, and I thought I would share the Jesus calling with you today. It says it so perfectly. I hope it blesses you like it did me. Let me teach you thankfulness. Begin by acknowledging that everything, all your possessions, and all that you are belongs to me. The dawning of each new day is a gift from me, not to be taken for granted. Amen. I just talked about that. It's so true. The earth is vibrantly alive with my messages, giving vivid testimony to my presence. If you slow down your pace of life, you can find me anywhere. So true. That's what I was, trying to say. Some of my most precious children have been laid aside in sick beds or shut away in prisons. Others have voluntarily learned the discipline of spreading, of spending time alone with me. The secret of being thankful is learning to set everything. The secret to being thankful is learning to see everything from my perspective. My world is your classroom. My world is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Amen and amen, right? That was so encouraging to me today. I thought I would share it with you. And I wanted to share also a scripture that's one of my favorites. I find comfort in. It's John 16 and 33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you may have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Yes, he has. And I want to share with ending the poem I wrote last year, April the 18th, 2022, when I took my time away from all social media, the Voice of Hope, and went into some deep counseling myself, leaning into God. God had gave me a couple poems during this time, and this is one that he gave me. I hope it encourages you. I titled it, The Journey to Healing. In life, we may experience trauma or deep pain. Now it's time to break these chains. To heal, we must revisit those wounds. If we ignore, we will be consumed. But with God, he will help us through. Once those wounds are healed, it leaves a scar to be revealed. All those battle wounds tell a story of where I stood and learned that it's in the healing is where the enemy tries to do his stealing. Stay strong, you beautiful warriors. Let go and let God. That's where the journey to healing begins. And it's so true. During that healing is where the enemy wants to do the stealing. As I was taking my time off last year, it was just a month or so after my divorce of many years, I learned as I was going deeper into the Lord and studying, and there was some things I didn't want to talk about. You know, we're good at hiding these secrets. You ever heard we're only as sick as our secrets? But as I began to talk more to my counseling and get these things out, because I was always the one, I was used to being strong. You know, none of us like to show our weakness. People would reach out to me, but when it came time where I had to dig really, really deep. I thought I was. But this was really deep. I began to see those places were painful. It's like a wound or a cut that you have. It hurts really bad. And it has to take time to heal. If you don't let it heal properly, then it's just going to take even longer. It can get infected and get into the blood. It just can cause all kind of problems. And it's the same way mentally. When we don't take time to heal from those wounds and things we've went through, whether it's a loss of a loved one, loss of a marriage of many years. Whether it's you've been through a traumatic situation, painful situation, whatever you may have went through. You know, if you don't have the courage to tell someone, talk to God, tell Him. It's just getting it out of you. The more you can pull those layers off, reveal what's inside of you, it's like freedom. It's like you're letting it go. You're leaving it at the cross and giving it to God. And also another thing is learning to forgive people. We'll talk about that in another podcast. But as one of my friends told me, Michelle, forgiveness is freedom. It's it's so much freedom. And I just wanted to leave that with you today. I hope it offers you some encouragement. And I pray as you go along your journey, let me say a little prayer with you, Lord. I just pray each individual out there that's listening to this podcast, Lord, that you would strengthen them, whatever they're going through at this very moment. Lord, you would give them the wisdom, the knowledge, to know the path that you want them to take. Because you have a special path for each and every one of us. And it's all different. You made us all so different. We all have a different fingerprint. Lord, lead them on the path that they should go. Let them trust you on that path. Let them have the courage to walk through that healing. And Lord, just hold them extra tight right now. Love on them. Whatever they may be going through, give them that peace that passes all understanding that you got them. That you got them. Every moment, every second of this day and every day forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I want to end the podcast today with another song by King and Country, accompanied by Jordan Sparks. Love Me Like I Am.
And even when I care, you still love me as I am. Yeah, I don't know how you do it, and I know I've put you through it. It's amazing that you can love me like I am.
Amen. Beautiful song. And God does. He loves you just like you are. And as I end all my shows, if no one has told you today, you are so loved. So wherever you're out, you are, wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope, spread some love. The world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. Much love to you all. God bless. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.